Scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16, 17. It says, all scripture is given and by is inspired of God. And it is profitable. The Bible is profitable. Everybody look at me now. The Bible is profitable. Not like profit, but profitable. Profitable. It when it gets in you, it makes you rich. Rich. It's profitable. It will cause you to increase. It will cause you to multiply. The word will cause that in your life. Amen? Amen. It's profitable for doctrines, for doctrine, not doctrines, but for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for what? For every good work. So why do we need the word? How does it help us grow spiritually? It prepares us for every good work. Not some, every once in a while, however I feel. No, every good work, the Bible will help us. It'll help, you know, this thing, man, it's going to help me in my workplace. Right? It's going to help me where I work. It's going to help me when I drive down the road. Amen. Somebody cuts me off. The word's going to help me. Oh my, you know what? It's going to help me in my marriage. I've been married, praise God, for 27 years. We always get it. We're off a year sometimes. So we just been married over for a while. We're happy. I mean, amen, 26 years. I'm trying to think about it, doesn't it? So if I ask her, Brian's 26. Brian will help me back there. So 26 years we've been married. We've been married for 26 years. We need to go on a cruise next year. We need to plan that. Praise Jesus. Who wants to go on a cruise with Pastor Brad? Amen. I got kids raising their hands. Amen. So, yeah, let's do it. Let's go on a cruise. They're fun. Dr. Morocco's done that before. But but for every good work, the Word of God equips me for my marriage. It, you know, if I'm going to be a preacher or a pastor or guess what? If you're going to be a life group leader. You know, it's like what we're doing in men's. I'm posing questions to the men. You know, I want more men to get involved. I want people to teach. I want you to be involved. I want you to know how to lead someone to the Lord. Amen. We want to see people get released. When I go to the gym, I want to walk into the gym and see three or four people that go to our church praying with people. Everybody goes to the gym, look at me. So Pastor Brad's talking about you. Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, we can lead people to the Lord at the gym. You're going to be there for 3 hours. You might go find somebody to talk to. Brian, he went there twice in one day. I was like, how do you do that? So I'm just playing. So I think they have extra things at the gym anyway. Praise Jesus. But, you know, it's good. It's good. Be around people. Amen. But see, the Word of God, it's profitable. It's profitable in your life that wherever you go, you take that with you. Amen. Man, it's going to help you. The Word of God is going to help you in your life. It's going to help you with your friends. Who in here needs friends? We all need friends. Love, cool. Thank you for being honest. I need friends. Amen. You know, it's friends are good. Some of you are like, I don't need anybody. I just got myself. I don't, you know, no. You need friends. God will send you friends. Amen. But you know what? You know how you find a friend? If you want friends, be a blessing to someone. Become a friend to somebody, and God will give you friends. People, it's a principle of sowing and reaping. What you want, you do. I've seen it happen time and day. What you desire. It's the same thing with money. People, God's a God of principle. People, they don't understand that God's a God of principle. You need, you know, sowing. Amen. Some of you are like, I don't need friends. Praise God. Jeremiah 23:29. Watch this, because see, the Word of God, the it's not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock into pieces. My word is like a hammer. My word is like a hammer. So you need anybody needs to break some things off. You need to break some things open in your life. You need to call it. This is a year of breakout. You need the word. You need to apply the word. You know, he's the Lord God that healeth me. That word worked for me this week. I'm just going around pacing, saying it. I come in here this morning. I don't know. I know what happened, because I could feel the breaking even tonight. Because this is the other side of it. Because I knew as soon as I started praising, I could feel it lift. Brother Don, share that testimony that the other night you said you were praising. You were in the house. Just share that, because I was like, he'll never be in prayer the next day. And then that night you said you just started praising God and you felt the breaking over your body. Just share that real quick. I got time on my shoe.
No, what I shared was I was really just battling physically in my body, and I just came home and just laid down for a little bit. But physically, I couldn't. I just couldn't muster up any strength at all, and I actually fell asleep for just a little bit. But when I woke up, I couldn't even talk, and I was actually wanting to holler for Beverly to get me some ice or something to help my throat. But then all of a sudden, it was like I couldn't do anything. I'm thinking, what am I going to do? I couldn't talk. I couldn't think. You know, your mind's all fuzzy. But then out of my spirit, I started praying, and just the Holy Ghost took over. And as the Holy Spirit started bubbling up on the inside of me, I mean, you'd have thought I was crazy, because I started laughing. I started just laughing in the Holy Ghost. I started praying in the Holy Ghost. And just in a matter of 5 minutes, I was setting up. And then I went and jumped in the shower. And I was in the shower just laughing and shouting. And in my spirit, I was mocking the devil is what I was doing. I knew it. But the Bible says, the spirit of a man shall sustain all of his infirmities. And there's so many of these scriptures, as Pastor says, but once they get in you and then they get activated, then the word works on the inside of you. And that word, the Bible says, the spirit and the word will agree. When it's in your spirit, it'll come and it'll be activated. And then once it's activated, it will be released in your life. And that's what happens. All of a sudden, it's a spiritual takeover. And it just brought me, because I knew these things. And like I said, it's things you're taught and things you're trained in. But to activate them and see, there's a greater power. But if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it will quicken or make alive your mortal body. That's what I experienced. It had nothing to do with my mind being focused on it. It had nothing with me just making the right confessions or even in the flesh. I didn't feel it in my flesh. I feel like I was going under. But all of a sudden, my spirit man took over. And I just want to encourage you that way, that out of your innermost being, the Bible says, out of your belly shall flow rivers. But it's not by power. It's not by might, but it's by the Spirit of God on the inside of us. So if we'll get connected to that and that resource, that power will flow in each one of our lives. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I felt over there. I'm getting it. I'm getting it. And I'm telling you, your praise. It's why I don't ever take, I know I said it, please, but don't ever just praise him. I mean, you got to go out for him sometimes. You got to go out. My voice is getting better even as I'm preaching tonight. I can feel it breaking. I can feel it breaking. I'm that hoarseness is leaving. It's leaving. I don't even sound the same as I did when I came in here. So that's how our God works. Our God is a healer. He's a healer, praise Jesus. He sent his word and he healed us. Amen. He delivered them from and he delivered us from destruction. Psalms 107. Healing scriptures. Write them down. You know, Abby, I told her last night, she sent me a private message. She sent out on a message, pray for Donnie. I sent her back a message. I said, listen, anoint him with oil and go take his phone and put healing scriptures on. Brother Hagin's got a whole thing of healing scriptures. Go put it by his ear and let him listen to it. Just let it roll, let it roll, let it roll. And she said, it was within minutes. He said, my headache's gone. Guys, you activate this stuff by faith. You take the word will work. Kenneth Hagin's going to die. Everybody come in, pronounced him dead. The doctor, you're going to die. There's nothing we can do. See you later. That's how they handled it back then. So, I guess I better figure it out. He said at first, I'm going to die. But then he began to quote scripture and speak scripture over his life. Amen. Build yourself. Grow your spirit man this year. Challenge yourself greater. Read the Bible through this year. Please just, you know, you're like, oh, I've never read the... Start with the New Testament. Read the New Testament. Read the Gospels. You know, get yourself growing into the Word of God. Amen? The Word of God works. Number two, praise God. Pastor Brett's going to be quick tonight. I'm going to do two, and I'll save two for next Sunday. Amen? You need to grow in wisdom. You need to grow in wisdom. We've talked a lot about this in this house, but you need to grow in wisdom. You need to grow in the wisdom of God. Is that a four wheeler out there? Somebody dropping somebody off for church. Might be my guys from Monroe Tire. Take your Bibles, go to 2 Peter 3 real quick. Go to 2 Peter 3. You need to grow in wisdom. You need to grow in wisdom. 2 Peter 3. Verse 14, it says, therefore, I'll wait till you get there. Grow. You need to grow in wisdom. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14. It says, therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace. That's powerful. Be diligent to be found in peace. Not in wrath, not in war, not in stress, not in strife. Be found in peace. As a believer, you should be, listen, it's a fruit of the Spirit, right? You should be found in peace, amen? Be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless, and consider the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. And also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some of these things hard to understand. Let me back up. Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction. So he said, you know, some of these things can be difficult to understand, and people want to twist the Word of God. They want to twist things around, and what happens is, as a result of the twisting, it will lead to the destruction of one person's life. And they also rest, the rest of the scriptures. You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked. But grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen. So please understand, how we grow in the wisdom of God is we learn about Christ Jesus. We meditate. You know, the beginning of wisdom, the Bible says, is fear of the Lord. Something we need to teach on, something we need to talk about, is the fear of the Lord. Because people get saved, well, I don't fear anything. No, there's a healthy fear of the Lord. The body of Christ needs that. You need to have a healthy fear of the Lord. Like, no, I'm going to stand before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords one day. And, you know, is what I'm doing before him going to pass through the fire, or is it going to get burned up? It should quicken us. It should quicken us here on earth when I talk a certain way, when I respond a certain way. Guys, you think about this. If he knows the number of hairs that are on your head, you know, by our words, we're what? We're acquitted or we're condemned. So that by the very things that come out, you know, you got to understand the importance of this stuff as a believer and as a Christian. Your words carry power. What you say carries power. And, you know, listen, it's so important that you pay attention to these things. But the beginning of wisdom is fear of the Lord. And 2 Peter here, you know, I love this because, you know, in Peter, it was according to the wisdom given to him from Jesus. According to the wisdom given to him. We get wiser in the Lord when we spend time with the Lord. You know, and I'm doing a little bit of a study right now, and I plan to preach it sometime, but even out of the book of John. Because I believe one of the things that the Lord is wanting to do He's wanting Christians to not maintain a level or a small diet of just eating things down here or being on the milk. He wants to bring us into a place of being like young men, the Bible talks about in 1 John chapter 2, where we're growing, where we're excited about the things of the Lord, to where we move into a place where every level we're leveling up, but we're maturing in the things of God. I'm not where I want to be. I want to mature greater into the things of the Lord. I need the wisdom of God. We need the wisdom to even know. They say you need to have, but it was from that point that God, you know, when we said, you know, come back upstairs, and we looked at him and said, what do you guys want to do? We'll take the building. Well, we want to put an offer in. And Miranda and I just look at it. We're at peace. Peace, amen. There's peace in the wisdom of God. We're at peace. Because now we're taking a step of faith. That's another, I'll get into that next time. But now you're taking a step of faith. I'm moving in the area of peace. But I don't have a job. And I definitely don't have $275,000. We don't have that in the bank. But what I have right now is I have faith. You want to put an offer in, huh? He didn't ask me about bank. He said, who's your lender? I don't know. I don't know who my lender is. This is not the conventional way you do things. But then I prayed and I said, Lord, you know, you need to do this. You know, we need to do this. We need to do that. And the Lord gave me the wisdom. He gave me the strategy to know how to do it. And it happened within 2 weeks. Boom, boom, boom. Call this person, do this. Call that person, do this. Call it. And we were able to get the funds to secure the building. I mean, you know, and if they would have found out, the sellers would have found out, they're broke. They don't have any. Not that we were broke, but when you have equity in things, it doesn't always mean you have money in the bank. You can have $500,000 in real estate, but if you don't have, you know, that's $500,000 in real estate. So, and we just hadn't got things. We had moved back home and just hadn't gotten started again yet. So praise God, but God's going to bless us. We're going to do great things for the kingdom. Amen. But listen, I want to say this because, you know, James 1:5 says that if you lack wisdom, you need to ask. And he will give to you liberally. See, as children of God, you need to understand that it takes an asking. You have to ask God. You have to go to the Lord and ask him. If you lack wisdom in something, ask. The beginning of wisdom is fear of the Lord. So fearing God is important. But you know, I didn't have the wisdom to know how to do that deal. I had to ask God. I had to, you know, what I did was I had the faith to come and look. Don't quit looking, because there's still a faith thing, right? You know, I know Brian and Eric will share that testimony, but they were up here looking at a place, being diligent and looking, and as that happens, something else pops up. And I mean, you'll have a great testimony around that. But faith is active, so you don't quit, you don't shrink back, you keep moving in the areas of faith. You don't retreat. I know I say that quite often. But if you don't have something or you don't understand, ask the Lord. Ask the Lord. You know, I've gained wisdom over the years by counsel, by talking to people, by talking to the Lord. You know, I asked doctor questions the other day. You know, it just, you know, it was interesting because he like literally said, okay, I got to go. I got to get off this call. Can we set up another time? We'll talk later. And he said, I'll we'll set up another time. We can talk more. I want to hear on some other things that you're thinking on a certain subject. And I said, okay, sir. I said, you know, we'll talk soon. So I got off the phone. And then my phone rings. It's not even 30 seconds. And he said, well, that call that I got was a reminder that I have a meeting in another 7 minutes. He said, I'm sorry I cut you off. You have 7 more minutes. What else can I answer? Praise God. Praise God. That's, you know what I'm doing? I'm getting counsel. I'm getting counsel. In America, I don't want to hear what anybody has to say. Kick that pride demon out of your head, out of your life. You get around people that will give you counsel. Man, I don't know everything. I don't pretend to know everything. I mean, he's planted 700 churches. We're exploring the option of planting other churches. You know, we've done two. We planted three churches total. He's planted 700. I can learn from that. Amen. I read his books. People want to be pastors, ministers, whatever. Read books of people that do these things. You know, there's people all over the United. There's people all over the United States that grab a hold of his material and read it. You know, people all over this area. You know, we have life groups. Yeah, that's an AG thing. No, that's a Dr. Morocco thing. It was coined in the 80s by Dr. James Morocco. He was serving in the 70s was serving under Reverend Woods, who happened to be the Assemblies of God superintendent or whatever, the head of that for a while. And Doctor coined it in 1980s when he was there, California, with who's the guy movie that came out, Lonnie. Yeah, it was there with him doing ministry. So you learn. You get yourself around things, and you learn. You ask questions. Amen. Please ask questions. Somebody the other day apologized for asking questions. They were asking questions. I said, don't apologize. Keep asking. Keep asking. It's a sign of intelligence. Amen. These are two things tonight. Two things. I'm going to close here tonight. I really wanted to do all four, but yeah. There are things that you can do to grow, to increase. And there are disciplines in your life, and you have to have them as a believer. If you don't have disciplines, undisciplined Christians will float around. They'll be whatever. You have to be disciplined in your life as a believer. You have to be disciplined. I'm thankful that the Lord showed me that over the years. You know how important it is to be disciplined. Amen. Amen. Two things. I'm going to close there tonight. So. Amen. 7:30. Training myself right now. I'm disciplining myself because we're going to start two services. And so I have to discipline myself for that first service to be able to roll into a second service. And Brother Don's going to be sharing in the pulpit. Everybody's going to have to work on timing because we're going to fill this house up twice on a Sunday. Amen. Amen. We're going to do that. We're going to go after people and we're going to fill this house up. So I can't that first service run over. I've got to be disciplined. Our ushers, our security, everybody's got to be disciplined. Our children's workers, everybody, our worship team, everybody's got to be disciplined. These are things that Beverly, I mean, with Miss Bev, with the class and all that, things that we'll be doing with everybody. There's disciplines. I mean, it's not we just show up and, I mean, honestly, I think some people think that sometimes about church. We just show up and everything just seems so perfect. There's a lot of time and energy that goes into making things work. Praise God. And God's blessed us with wonderful people and sent you. Amen. Sent so many people in this house to volunteer to help, to be great at these things. So everybody plays an important role. Amen. An important role. So when you're greeting, when you're doing, when you're running the bus, you're doing these things. Praise God. Everybody in here serving in some capacity. If you're not, look at me long enough. I'll find you a place to serve. Get my eyes. I'll find you a place. So, amen.